Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, I know you have had your fill of politics. In fact, with all of the political ads and all of this stuff, now that it's over, you probably feel like you want to get on a boat and sail away. So, to do that, how's that for a segue? I invited Beth Muthart, who I've known for a long time, to come on the program and talk with us. Hello, Beth. How are you?
Hello. Nice to see you.
It's good to see you. I've been looking forward to having you on the program. And Beth is with Cruise Elite. And she is very involved with the travel and cruising industry. And so if somebody wants to escape all of this stuff that's been going on lately, they can give you a call. And the website, we'll be talking a lot about some of the things you guys do, cruiseelite.com, and the telephone number is 673-2473. The office is up on US 1 for our local listeners. It's right there. It's after Melrose, and it's kind of an odd-shaped building on the left-hand side.
Right, next to Skate and Shake.
Okay, next to Skate and Shake. Okay. Yep. All right, well, good. So let's start out, by talking about some of the options that people have. What would be the first thing you would want people to know about Cruise Elite and kind of a little bit of the backstory, and then we'll get into some of the interesting options or things that we can do to travel.
We would love to have people give us a call because a lot of folks think that the best way to go into cruising, travel in general, is go on their own on the internet. And a big misnomer is travel agents are going to charge a fee. And we
That's not true.
Not at all.
So you get paid by the cruise ship.
By
whoever it is.
That's correct. We get paid by the lines. We get paid by the vendors if we're doing...
or a hotel.
Exactly.
You guys also handle all of the whole package, right?
Exactly. If we do a package, whether it be airline hotel package, we use wholesalers. So we're not charging a fee. And we give you our services, whether it be cruise line, hotel, however, we're paid by them. So there's no fee for our services. We're giving a lot of expertise advice, going to get better pricing. We're going to give you a lot of times perks.
You got also some upgrade potential.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Perks, as I was going to say. We know a lot of times we'll get onboard credits, bottles of wine, spa treatments, and the like. And we get better cabins.
I sure hope my wife isn't listening to this program today. No, that sounds very good.
Because
I think there's been kind of a, for those of us who have tried to pay attention to the cruise industry, there's been kind of an evolution where first, you would always go through the travel agencies, and then it got to be where some of the airlines or whoever marketed directly, and that, so it's kind of come full circle, I guess, is
correct.
Where people have a lot of options.
Right. A lot of folks thought, oh, I'm going to find the best deal on the internet, and it's very misleading. What they see on the internet is not the bottom line. And that's where the problem lies. This is a good deal. Doesn't have your taxes, doesn't have your port charges. Hotel rooms, they're not getting the rooms that they think they're getting. They check in and they're on the ground floor looking at the parking lot. It's not what they think it is. So,
well, I tell you a great analogy, and I deal with this, and I'm sure you have, Beth, is that people think that they can go and get their own best deal. It's like somebody asked me, well, tell me what insurance company or which investment I can use. I've got 20 years of financial experience, I'm going to be able to say, okay, well, I know what's good, and
exactly.
I know what will fit, and it's the same thing in your business.
Right. Our job is to find the best fit for what they're looking for. That's the other thing. It's not just all about price. What is it you're looking for? We want people to be happy and have a good vacation, whether it be land or on a ship. What is it you're looking for, and find the best match.
That's good. That's very good. So if somebody says, okay, I want to get away. I've got a budget and I want to, where can I go for X amount of money?
Mm-hmm.
Or they say, hey, I've always wanted to go to, the Caribbean or Europe or Japan, or that's on my list. So any of these things, then whatever, either a price or a target goal or both. And then how does it work then? What do you do?
It's kind of like when you're in the insurance business, we give them options. We do a spreadsheet. A lot of times I actually do a comparison. And I'll actually give them a cost comparison, different options of either land packages, cruise ships. And again, I ask a lot of questions. Some people get a little annoyed, but the reason I'm doing it, trying to find the right fit. So if it's based on price, it's got to be a location, time, dates, whatever. But I actually give numerous options. I'm not just going to give bottom line price.
That's very good. People are busy. Well, and even if somebody's not busy, they're not going to have your expertise and be able to sort it out. And I also run into that just like you do, is that sometimes people, they're retired and they have plenty of time. But in fact, I said this the other day to a gentleman, I hope he took it the right way. I said, start now, you're not going to catch me. You can study every day. You can read a book a day. You're not going to catch me because it's just what we do every day.
Well, exactly. And I have to forget that, you know, people don't have never been on a ship before. I know them inside and out. I know the cabins. I know the location. And I have to remember people never stepped on a ship before, and I can go too fast and go over their heads.
Yeah, that's me. We're going to take a quick break. We have Beth Moodhart here from Cruise Elite. The website is cruiseelite.com, 673-2473. And we come back from the break. Okay, I'm going to say, here's what I want to do, Beth. And she's going to guide me through some of what I might want to do traveling. And then you can use that as a kind of an idea of how it works. So stay right there. We'll be right back.
If you had a serious health issue, wouldn't you want a second opinion? Is your financial well-being any different? Make sure your retirement plan is the best it can be for your situation. An independent financial advisor can review key elements like stock market exposure, diversification, and fees. Holland Financial is ready to help. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your free consultation or visit us at davidholland.com.
And we're back, and Beth Moodhart has joined me in the studio, Cruise Elite. I've known Beth, actually we jumped over this, I've known Beth for a very long time. We're both ex-Brown & Brown alumni, or we are Brown & Brown alumni, ex-Brown & Brown employees, and she was mentioning before the break about using those spreadsheets. That Brown & Brown spreadsheet stuck in it.
Yeah, sure does.
But I still use spreadsheets.
Finance background.
Yeah, I don't do anything without my spreadsheet. But so let's say that somebody's listening and they're just like me. They're busy. Maybe they have young kids. Mm-hmm. Hey, cruising isn't just for retirees, right?
Oh, for heavens no. It is multi-generational, and it's a great way for multi-generational families.
I just had a client give me a call and say, okay, I'm going to need a little money on my investment account. We're taking a trip. We're taking the kids, the grandkids, and we're going to, the kids have said, enjoy it while you're alive. Don't leave us money.
Exactly.
And so they decide to spend it together.
Right. That cruising is ideal for multi-generationals. I mean, I cannot say how many times. I mean, it's perfect for everybody because I call it the touch and go. They have time together, and yet they can separate. The grandparents can sit by the pool and in the solarium, the adults' pool, while the younger generation is in the kids' club, or they go off and go snorkeling for the day. They get together for dinner. They get together for the shows. They split up again. It's touch and go. They're not sitting in a house together 24/7, or they get a little irritated with each other, but they are together.
So you've got a whole ship to run and get away from somebody.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's ideal. I've never had a family come back and say, that isn't what we wanted, or that didn't go how we planned.
That's very good.
They love it.
For people that are younger who are saying, well, I want to get away, but I'm busy, and, you know, so let's say I want to travel. I've got, and I have not been on a cruise ship.
Oh, my goodness.
I have
not. We're going to change that.
Uh-oh. So, and my wife has said, well, maybe that's a nice trip. And we've heard, of course, friends who've done Disney or other things. And, and I have two concerns. I'm worried about the safety of the kids, both in terms of other people and also just, you know, getting up on a rail and going in the water. Those are that's my concern about the kids. And then just behind that is my concern that 30 minutes after getting on the boat, I'm seasick and I spend the next 7 days wishing I were dead.
Okay. Seasick. That's not even, don't even consider
really?
It. Not anymore. Those are long days ago. I mean, 20 years ago, maybe. That doesn't happen anymore. The safety of your kids, not an issue. I mean, they have got these kids so locked in. They go into the program, they check them in. They can't come out.
Okay.
They actually put little wristbands on them.
Oh, really? That's good.
Yeah. And especially Disney is really unique with, they give you the walkie-talkies at no cost. Some of the other ships will actually charge the first so many there's no charge for, but you're going to have a walkie-talkie that's on that ship that you know where your kids are at. So if you want to go pick them up for the teenagers even.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. They are just so on
background
top of this.
Background checks, all that stuff for the people.
Oh, for the staff? Oh, my goodness, yes. And these are not just any, you know, 20-year-olds. These kids have actually child education degrees.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. The kids love it. You will not get this. If you go on a Disney ship, you're not going to see your kids. They're not going to want to see you.
You promise, huh?
I promise you.
No, I want to spend time with them, but it's almost like the multi-generational thing you were talking about. I want to spend time with them, but you want to be able to take a break.
And have some time with your wife. Yeah. I mean, it's just absolutely ideal for it. Really.
That's very good. Mm-hmm. So somebody says, well, okay, I want to do that 3 days, 5 days, 7 days. What's popular?
A lot of people do want to start out slow if they've never done one, and in a 4 or 5 day, because a 3 day, honestly, you step on and you're off the ship and you don't even know where the time's gone. So, you know, and Disney's ideal for the 4 and 5. However, summertime, you don't have a lot of options because people, they don't have the ships here. So, unfortunately,
Which would not make sense. But
I know.
Why do
except
they do
for
that?
Disney. They go to Europe.
Oh, I see.
A lot of repositioning. In the summertime, the ships are in Alaska. They're in Europe, with the exception of Disney. So, Disney does stay here year-round. We have 3 and 4 day.
So mine are 7, 9, and 11.
Mm-hmm.
So Disney Cruise is
good? Oh, it's fabulous. Absolutely fabulous. Even the teenagers, the new ship, they have really expanded the teen program. And I don't even hesitate to put, you know, up to 15 years old on a Disney ship.
All right. And what, you go out of Port Canaveral?
Out of Port Canaveral.
Okay.
It's ideal.
All right.
Ideal.
How far is that of a drive?
Hour.
Okay.
1 hour tops.
That's pretty easy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's for our local market here, of course, in Volusia.
Of course. Uh-huh. And Royal Caribbean is another great option for families.
And
absolutely.
Same port?
Same port.
Okay.
Port Canaveral, the Freedom. And the Enchantment of the Seas is coming in April, which is going to replace the Monarch. That's really big news for this market. Everyone's very excited. It's going to be a new 3 and 4 day ship that'll be coming
wow.
in April. So that's big news. If people just have a short time to get away, it's going to be a nice option.
And those usually weekend deals or?
Yes.
Like
the 3 day, Friday to Monday, yeah. Right. And Monday through Friday. So yeah, nice options.
That's very interesting. And we're going to take a quick break again, but when we come back, we're going to talk about what people really are going to also want to know. The other piece of this is the cost component.
Okay.
So we'll talk about my fantasy, maybe reality Disney trip.
Okay.
Beth Moodhart is in the studio with us here, Cruise Elite, cruiseelite.com and 673-2473. Stay right there. We'll be right back.
There are hundreds of annuities available in today's marketplace. How can you know if one is right for you? Certified financial planner David Holland answers this question and more in his educational booklet on annuities. To get your free copy, call Holland Financial at 888-747-PLAN. The annuity booklet provides a plain English explanation of the different types of annuities so you can decide if one is a good fit for your situation. Again, that number is 888-747-7526.
We're back, and we're just having a fun conversation with Beth Moodhart. I told her on the break, I said, I kind of forgot we're on the radio for a little bit there. CruiseElite.com and 673-2473. Okay, so let's say I'm planning, and I know there's options and there's a range of costs, but to give people an idea of what we're talking about, other families that are out there, what would I expect if I drive down to the port and I'm going to go for, say, let's say 5 days?
Okay.
Okay? What kind of, give me a ballpark range, maybe a high and a low, what I should expect for myself and my wife and mm-hmm. then the three kids?
It depends on season, of course. If you get a Florida resident rate, which are fabulous right now, you could actually get the whole family on there for a little around $2,000, maybe $2,200 for a 5-night with a
wow.
Florida resident rate. And that is phenomenal. And that's when you got to call an agent. You're not going to see that online. You're not going to see that advertised anywhere. You got to call an agent. So mm-hmm. if you can be flexible and go what we call off-season, which is right now, October, November, it's the time to go. Not going to see those rates in the summertime. You're not going to see it at spring break. You're not going to see it President's Weekend, you know, when everybody's out of school.
And I was just thinking as you're sharing that number, I mean, I'm doing the math and going, okay, for around $400 a night, you know, to
yes.
put five of us in a hotel room.
Exactly. You can't touch it.
And do anything.
Yeah, and have food, entertainment. Yeah. You can't touch it. I mean, because I had a family of three go on for $1,000 and had a balcony.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. Now,
you know,
okay.
that was a 3-night. So,
well,
you know, you got up it for a 4-night, 5-night. But, I mean, they are phenomenal rates. So, it doesn't happen all the time. It's not something. And when I say you got to do it, you got to do it now. Disney puts Florida resident rates out and they got to grab them. Now, let's talk more. Okay, you want to plan. You got to do,
yeah.
you know, you got to do summertime because that's when the kids are out of school. Okay. Then you're probably.
Or spring break.
Or spring break.
Yeah.
Exactly. Disney, a year in advance.
Wow.
Spring break, summertime. Seriously.
Wow.
And we're talking.
It just fills up completely.
Completely. I look for somebody for spring break. It's completely sold out. Cannot get you on the
How
ship.
About that?
Even if you wanted to buy the owner suite. It's
now, wait a minute.
Sold
we're just talking
out.
About March. You're
oh,
only talking about
it's
six.
Sold out.
What are we talking about? 5-6 months away.
Oh, yeah. It's sold out.
Wow.
So we're talking about a year in advance.
Okay, I'm going to tell my wife that I called you and I tried to get spring break and it was, no.
Well, it's true.
She's been pushing me for a while to do that.
It's true. So you need to plan for next year or
right.
next Christmas break because it is sold out.
Wow.
I already checked. Unfortunately, that's Disney. That's the demand. There's only a couple ships.
Yeah.
You know, think wow. about it, you know, and there's a lot of people and the breaks are the same. You know, you only have a 2 or 3 week window.
Everybody wants it.
Everybody wants it. It's a great product.
That's very cool. Well, the other thing I was just thinking, as you mentioned food, we all have these different ideas because, again, I'm a novice, so I don't know. Good food
Excellent.
On most of these ships?
Excellent. Excellent food.
What about some of the you know, the outbreaks of viruses or contamination? And
rarely happens anymore. You will occasionally see it, but very, very rare. I mean, it's
That's
so,
my other fear is I'll get food poisoning.
Yeah. It's only, you know, when you do see it happen, it's in the wintertime when there's a severe flu or something like that. But it's very, very rare.
Huh.
Yeah.
Now, the other funny thing I was going to mention is I have this vision that, and this comes from my wife having shared with me some of her experience with cruising when she was a kid, going with her family and her grandparents, the multi-generational you talked about. Mm-hmm. You know, do they ring a bell and the ship tilts and everybody runs over? And do I have to wear knee-high black socks and white tennis shoes to get in line?
Absolutely not. No, sir. Those are the old days.
All right. Well, it sounds like fun. And I think that if somebody's interested, you know, I think they should give you a call, cruiseelite.com, 673-2473. Because I think the thing there, again, most people have no clue, they're going to do it themselves, and they think they're saving money. Do it yourself and save.
And not only, you know, they're saving money, we actually continue to watch the sailings for them. Prices drop. Florida resident rates go on after they book. Senior rates, military rates, we continue to monitor after they book. I guarantee you no cruise line is going to do that.
And what happens? Do you actually...
We adjust the pricing.
Really?
Yes. Yes. If they put a promotion on after they book, before they make final payment, we can adjust the pricing for them. We are VCOM member, which means that we have special promotions. I was talking about the spa credits. Those are not available anywhere else. We are constantly servicing. I mean, we're just like, you know, you are. We want clients to be happy. We want to service them. We want them coming back. We're not in for the quick shot, just, you know, volume.
We want clients. Yeah, we want clients. And that's of course, clients will refer you other clients that are similar. Customers don't do that.
Exactly.
You know, clients, that's the relationship you want.
Exactly.
It's very interesting. I think that there's a lot of similarities with what we do versus what you do. In fact, we're probably a lot of the same people are
have a lot of the same clients and people that we've known, you know, in the vicinity, you know, from Brown and Brown through the businesses.
Oh, yeah.
We have a lot of same contacts, and that's who a lot of my clients are. And I appreciate them. They refer people, and that's how I get my business.
Very good. Beth Moodhart, Cruise Elite, cruiseelite.com, 673-2473. We're going to take one more quick break. Come back. Let's talk about some of the higher-end luxury.
Oh, I'd love to.
Kind of fun stuff to
Those
talk
are.
About.
Yeah.
Okay, stay right there. We'll be right back.
Sometimes I know what I want to say, but just can't find the words.
Last week, I shouted at my grandson, and I'm not sure why.
I saw my daughter, but couldn't remember her name.
The sooner you recognize the warning signs of Alzheimer's disease, the sooner you can do something about it. To learn more, go to alz.org/10signs. That's alz.org/10signs. A message from the Alzheimer's Association.
We're back. Beth and I are talking about the higher end, and you know, a lot of these things, these higher end cruises, everything's totally included, and you can go just about anywhere you want in the world, and there's a high staff to
customer ratio. Oh yeah, these luxury lines, Radisson, Silver Sea, Oceana, Seabourn. I think some other names dropping off the top of my head, but anyway, the smaller ships. Okay, they're going to hold anywhere from 400 to 700 passengers.
Right.
They are smaller. They're going to get into ports that the other ones can't. You know, your mega lines can't pull into these small ports. So they're going to take you, first of all, to places you couldn't get into.
You wouldn't normally go, yeah.
Which is really, really nice. Yes, the service is really stellar. Not that you're going to get bad service on your, we call it your mass lines, but extremely good service. Your cabins are larger. The quality of your food, of course, is going to be a step above. But most of them include your drinks, you know, your wine, your liquor at no cost. And a lot of them, I'd say about half of them, actually include your excursions now.
Wow.
So when they look at the price tag initially, people might say, oh my gosh, I can't afford that. That's just, you know, it might be maybe a $10,000 price tag for, say, a 10-day, whereas you compare it to Royal Caribbean or Celebrity being at $5,000 or $7,000. But when you add in those excursions and you add in your drinks and you add in everything else, it really isn't that bad. Because let me tell you, when you go to Europe and you add your excursions in, they're going to be $150 to $200 per person per day sometimes.
Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah, so it really is a lot of value added in the enhanced ship, the enhanced food and all that. It's well worth it.
Well, and when you talk about, you mentioned traveling Europe and stuff. So besides doing the cruise, you know, Cruise Elite does, despite the name, mm-hmm. you do a lot of other things. If I just said, hey, I want to go to Ireland.
Yes, we
I can
do land packages.
Say,
yes. We do. Only thing we don't do is just standalone air.
Okay.
Aside from that, we gladly do. And we don't always just do packages. We can customize a trip. We can, you know, find your hotels for you individually. But we do have some excellent tour operators. GoGo is one of our preferred suppliers, does a fabulous job. We pick the hotels for you. We know a lot of great hotels in great cities. But then you can also pick packages with tour operators.
And you'll go and they'll take you to different places.
Yes.
And all of the guided tours.
Yes.
And
or you can actually not even have the tours. You can just get the hotel and the air package and do your tours on your own. However you want to customize it. We've got lots and lots of options.
That's very good, because I think a lot of people, they say, oh, I'd like to be able to do this trip, or I want to do that. And
right.
You know, my wife has family in Italy, and we've been over there a couple of times, and you know, the long-lost relatives and all of
sure.
that, which wonderful. But just getting from Rome to the family, you know.
Right, can be cumbersome.
Yeah, and who do you trust, and how do you find somebody, and
right.
planning it ahead when you've
yeah,
got a
whole
bunch of
people. Yeah, we know the rail Europe.
Yeah,
it can be a lot of work.
Well,
sure.
And it's not only a lot of work, but it's a rather daunting task, because there's so much that you don't know, or that you realize that you say, I'm not even sure if I'm doing this correctly.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
I mean, buying tickets for an Italian
exactly.
train online
yes.
is, we did it, but boy, that was a nerve-wracking
right.
experience.
Right. Did you do it right?
You had the idea it was going to be correct, or we would be in the right place.
Well, exactly. And that we do that for a lot of folks. Yeah.
That's very good.
Mm-hmm.
And so with some of these different things, is there any, I guess what I want to say, is there any benefits when you look at some of these different providers that you have access to,
mm-hmm.
do they earn benefits with these different things, memberships or additional perks by
just the cost benefit of packaging things together through these suppliers is really the big benefit, you know. And they also have you know, dates where they go in groups, so they're going to be traveling with other folks. Again, they're not spending their days with them, but they're in a tour group where they're going to have somebody, you know, they all leave the U.S. together on this date, they come back, and it's kind of like point A to point B together.
But working with a travel agent, working with Cruise Elite, that doesn't take away from, you know, say, for example, if I want to go to a, you know, Sheraton or a Ritz-Carlton or a Hilton.
No.
And they have a membership or
oh, exactly.
Sort of
I see what you're
club.
Saying. Right. No, if people say, hey, I want to use my Hilton Honors when I'm in, you know, Hungary. Okay, sure. We can do that for you.
So we still get the same credit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And then if I want to redeem and use some of those credits, that's something that you can.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
So where's the downside?
There is.
Where's the catch? Where's the catch? Where's the fine print?
Yeah, right. No, there is none. That's what I said, you know, as long as the only thing we're not going to do is just standalone air, but we're going to package everything together for them.
Well, if somebody wants standalone air, they know where they're going. You know, they can hit DAB to wherever.
Right.
And they can do their own online traveling, the airfares. But okay. Well, it sounds good. I'm sold. I'm going to have to talk to the wife about when we can travel. and we'll be calling Beth Moodhart at Cruise Elite, cruiseelite.com, 673-2473. Thank you, Beth.
Oh, thank you for having me.
All right. My pleasure.
Want to learn more about Real Money with David Holland? Visit us at realmoneyradio.com, where you can listen live or to the archives. You can also email us your questions, comments, or show ideas to info@realmoneyradio.com. Be sure to like us on Facebook at Real Money with David Holland, and keep up with Scott Connor by following us on Twitter at Real Money Radio.
Remember, nobody cares more about your money than you do. This has been Real Money with David Holland. Thank you for listening.